Classics 315 First Day Handout. Classics 315 General Information. Class 315 The Study of Imaginative Tales of the Greeks and Romans, with emphasis upon their literature and its impact in Occidental literature in general. This is an optativism course. It is not open to first-term first-year students, or to any person who does not have the lower division writing requirement taken care of. Please note that concurrent enrollment students should check immediately to see if there is room in the course. Point. This is a footnote 95 course. It uses the internet and email as an essential element in learning and doing assignments. It is not, however, an online course. Attendance is required at class meetings. See below. Requirements for this course: 1. A midterm exam, which will be held tentatively on Friday of the 8th week of the course. This quiz will test all the material in Powell and the class materials, whether actually discussed in class or not. It will, of course, test material presented in class by the instructor. Please note that the official course description in the university catalog treats this as a course focusing on Greek and Roman literature. The midterm will include but not be limited to such things as short IDs, names of characters, terms, places, concepts, and an essay. There will be a selection of questions in every part. 20% to a final exam, which will be held at the time determined in the course schedule. It is not possible to arrange advance exams at all. This is a university regulation, not mine. Alternate arrangements for a final will be by way of an incomplete, if you can satisfy the requirements for granting an incomplete. The final will test material mostly from the time of the midterm up to the assignment for the last class. In other words, the final is not comprehensive, though comprehension is required. The format will be similar to that of the midterm. 25%. 3 quizzes, of about 15 minutes each, perhaps 4 in all, of different formats each time. They may include true and false, fill in the blanks, identify the speaker or author of a passage, etc. Literature being an important component of the course, quizzes may not be made up. 30%. For internet assignments, email exchanges, in lieu of classroom discussion, using the Yahoo group message board feature. This is in partial fulfillment of the J writing requirement. Independent work activities, exploring the materials available in the World Wide Web, visual assignments, relevant to reading assignments, featuring pictures of great ancient art and more recent art and artifacts which illustrate mythology, studies of important ancient places. Some of these are by way of links, but some photos are in the photo section of the Yahoo group. Late submission of assignments will result in partial loss of credit. 25% The professor uses the ++/- option. Late work turning in of any work after a deadline may result in the lowering of the grade for that work by as much as one full grade step. Cheating and plagiarism. Consult the course schedule booklet for definitions. A student's work is assumed to be the sole work of the student and no one else. Any collaboration, unless authorized by the instructor, constitutes plagiarism. The instructor will assign a grade of 0 for an assignment on which cheating or plagiarism is detected. In view of the large number of students in the course, no extra credit projects can be authorized. The lectures given in this course are the intellectual property of the instructor and under his copyright. They may not be recorded in any form, including tape recording, video recording, phone video or audio recording, etc., the sole exception being the taking of class notes by the student personally or by an authorized substitute. Such notes are for the sole purpose of a student's study to fulfill the requirements of the course. Any other use is forbidden. If you wish to obtain any exception to this policy, you must obtain the express written consent of the instructor. Attendance. Department of Modern and Classical Languages and Literatures MCLL regulations mandate various rules with regard to student attendance. Departmental policy considers attendance as mandatory and subject to being considered an aspect of the final course grade. 3 Unexcused absences are allowed, after which the instructor is entitled but not required to lower the student's grade by one full step, for example from B to C. Therefore, if you will be absent, you should produce a written excuse with appropriate documentation, medical note, employer's letter, etc. Oral excuses or unverified excuses are not acceptable. To verify attendance, the instructor will circulate a sign-out sheet of each class. It is the duty of the student to sign the sheet, and to keep note of his/her own attendance. If there is no signature, it is presumed that the student did not attend that class, and the sheet constitutes prima facie evidence to the fact. An attendance sheet may not be signed after the class period ends. Note: this course is scheduled MWF by the registrar. You should not go out and make other arrangements for your Fridays at the class hour. In certain Fridays, however, there will not be an in-class lecture. The lecture will be replaced by an online or other activity, as detailed under Assignments. Click the button in the left column. But, there are certain Fridays when you will have to be in the classroom, such as Week 1, Week 7, Week 8, the midterm, Week 14, and others. Professor's Office. Sierra Tower Area Code 435-677-3459-677-3467. Do not use voicemail. The professor can also be contacted by email at john.p.adams@sun.edu. The use of email for matters of lesser importance is encouraged.